And in other news today, North Korea said it has detained American Jeffrey Edward Pfau for activities contrary to the purpose of tourism. Pfau had entered North Korea on April 29th as part of a group tour. He now becomes the third American known to be held by that country. The others, Kenneth Bay, a Korean-American missionary, and Matthew Todd Miller. A U.S. State Department official said today, "We are aware that a third U.S. citizen was detained in North Korea," but the official gave no other details. Did add, though, that the U.S. strongly recommends against travel to the country. Well, some people may be surprised to hear that you can travel to North Korea. So what is happening to these three Americans, and who does go to North Korea to tour? Jim Walsh is a longtime North Korea watcher and expert in international security at MIT's Security Studies Program. He joins us in the studio. And Jim, talk first about this case and what we know, which is very little, but a Japanese news agency is the one reporting that Fowles left a Bible in a hotel.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little too early to judge, and you never want to go purely by media reports, no offense intended, the reporting here is very scant. Folks who'd been working on North Korea knew about this a couple of weeks ago before it came out and was public. It may be that he accidentally left a Bible in his room.
And is that what? That's just, sounds like a huge no-no.
Yeah. Well, I think you have to put this in some sort of context here, right? This is, there's been a march of religiously oriented people, Christian missionaries from South Korea, from the U.S., from Japan and elsewhere, who show up in North Korea and they are arrested. And so if you might accidentally leave a Bible, but you shouldn't be surprised if the North Koreans interpret that, even if it's accidental, as a deliberate attempt to engage in missionary work.
To proselytize.
Well, yes, exactly.
Well, Kenneth Bay is the Korean-American missionary who was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. He was accused by the government of trying to establish a secret Christian proselytizing network. And then Matthew Todd Miller, he's the other one held. North Korea says he tore up his visa and demanded asylum.
Yeah.
So that sounds like just sort of a troubling story.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like I'm on thin ice. I need to walk carefully here. But I must say, someone who does a lot of work on Iran and a lot of work on North Korea attracts a different sort of group of people. Both at the professional level, you know, my colleagues who work on it are different than the sorts of people who work on Iran. And for the public, I think North Korea is such an extreme state, an unusual state. As bizarre as it sounds, I think it attracts people to it who have issues or themselves on the margins.
Not that we know anything about these
exactly.
people that have
and you
been
don't want
taken,
to prejudge
right.
it. And even if that's true, and even if they left a Bible, it's not their fault primarily. It's North Korea has to be responsible. They shouldn't be arresting people for that. But also, there's a responsibility when you go to a country. When I go to North Korea, when I go to Iran, I am aware of the situation
and try
to act responsibly.
Well, over 700 people wrote in after a CNN report last year on how to travel to North Korea. Some people were talking about their wonderful experiences, but Allison Louise Turner wrote, "Don't visit North Korea. Extra fees are charged to tourists. Those fees help prop up this dictatorship that enslaves its own people." So there's a debate about whether or not to go. You said it attracts perhaps some people with issues, but who else would want to go to Korea and North Korea? I mean, I can see wanting to go because, oh my gosh, this country we've heard so much about, but
yes.
Who goes?
Yeah, I think there are multiple motivations, and I know folks who have run travel who own touring companies. I know I have a friend in Chicago who does this, and I think you get multiple motivations. Some are legit and some are a little questionable. You know, there's the person who wants to be able to go to a cocktail party and say, "I've been to North Korea," when no one else has, or someone who's trying to travel to all the countries in the world and North Korea still is a box to be checked. But there are people who have ties, you know, ancestral ties or other sorts of, let's say, more substantive reasons for wanting to go and understand it. Maybe, you know, we had the case of a gentleman who was detained, Merrill Newman, who was a Korean War vet, right? That's a different kind of motivation. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a mixed bag. But in that bag are some people who probably shouldn't go, who probably don't have reason enough to go.
Right. Well, and there, again, are so many cautions from these people who have gone or know the countries you do, people writing, "You will be watched all the time. Your room will be bugged." Is that true?
Absolutely. And if you take a computer, you better take a blank computer because you have to assume that that's going to be looked at. I mean, It's a police state. You know, you should expect to be watched 24/7.
Well, but there are those, Gabriel Mizrahi, he's connected with a couple of North Korea blogs. He says North Korea is going to be the new Cuba. Everybody's going to want to go there. But I'm hearing caution, you know, maybe not yet. Jim Walsh, longtime North Korea watcher, expert in international security at MIT Security Studies Program on the detention of an American in North Korea. Jim, thanks.
Thank you.